Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Tone Talk with Mark Uzansky and Dave Friedman. Tonight, we are showing off the new IRX, the new preamp pedal from Friedman Amplification. Dave, are you excited?
I'm tired.
I bet. So here we go.
I'm tired, man.
You've been doing a lot of interviews. Were those all done before?
Oh, they were all done at different times for sure. You know, I mean, some of them go back. Here's the thing. After this morning, I've been busy at the factory all day, so I have no idea what videos have gone up or not gone up. I didn't see Michael's go up, but I know it's up. And
I think everything went up.
I don't know if Premier Guitar went up. I know they have one coming, if not. That was actually, you know, recorded like in March or something.
And Jordan Ziff's video, that sounded great.
Yeah, that was the official Friedman one, yeah. There will be a playthrough video that is just the song with him playing in the room with none of the bullshit on top. None of me sitting there talking to you. So, you know, look for that. I think I'm going to make that live on the 30th.
I hadn't finished my song yet. And then Dave goes, "Hey, check this out. You know Jordan, right?" And he sends me what Jordan did. I was like, "Oh no, that's so good." Oh crud. I got to really step up my game here.
Yeah. And he was like, and Jordan was like, "Man, you know, when I did the song," cause he wrote and composed the song, you know? And when I did the song, I did a lot of improvising on it. And he goes, "Fuck, I gotta learn it again."
Kids.
You know, I have to learn it again.
Moved on to the next thing. Hey, Dave K says everybody is echoing, but I don't hear any echo. So
I don't hear any echo either.
Yeah. Is everybody good? Guys in the chat, let us know if you hear any echo, because Dave says he hears it. No echo here, they say. Okay, perfect.
That's weird.
Yeah, so Dave, check your stuff. Not you, Dave.
And you're at first, Mark, your mic sounded a little weird. I think you were eating it a little bit, and maybe it's too hot or something. I don't know.
That's me. If you hear an echo. Trying to turn that down. There we go.
Okay. All right.
It's caused problems.
That's so you can read the chat, huh?
Yes, I forgot about that.
But you can read the chat in StreamYard.
Really?
See where it says comments over on the right-hand side?
Oh, look at that. I can just
turn it off. You can turn that other thing off.
I've learned so much today.
Well, it changed. They added that feature.
Oh, yeah, it's new.
Great. And you can post and talk shit back to our viewers. If you'd like?
Oh, I could join the chat. Well, once we know there's a guitar tone, I'll maybe venture into more software. Scary.
No, the IRX is not an echo pedal. Okay.
And then at the beginning of this chat, what did I just do to my screen? Okay, at the beginning of this chat here, I noticed that someone said, "Is the IRX an upgrade to the current small box and BE pedal?" No, it's not a pedal. So those are overdrive or distortion pedals. That's a whole different thing. This is an all-tube preamp with built-in IRs to go direct with, or you can use it as a preamp to, you know, go into the effects loop return of your amp, or you can do it. The hookups are like immensely crazy. So if anyone's emailed me about that, I know one guy has, and I'm going to email you back, but I just haven't had time today yet. So bear with me.
Been a busy day.
There's a million ways you can hook this up. There's a million ways you can dream up new configurations for it. So, you know.
If I may, I'm going to give the 10-cent tour here. Can you see it? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, yep. Great. So like Dave said, it is a preamp in a floor, I'm even scared to say pedal now, but it's in a floor format. But it is a full, Dave could say, high voltage is legit preamp. So anyone who is asking Dave to make a preamp, that's the preamp right there. Mm-hmm. channel one and channel two. Channel one is most similar to like a Dave Friedman plexi. Channel two is most similar to a Dave Friedman traditional sort of BE voicing. If you look here, you've got your three treble mid bass. Oh, there's my knuckles. How do you like that? If you look there, you've got treble mid bass, independent gain. This little section here is super cool. So you've got the channel volume independent for either one, but then you have your boost foot switch, which again is independent per channel. You have a separate volume, as well as on the side, there's a very easily trimmable clean boost going on. So right now I'm in channel two, as you could see. Oh, Les Paul.
We're not responsible for the tuning.
Am I clipping at all?
No. Maybe just a scotch.
Okay, so I mean it's just so easy to get good sounds out of this thing. It's ridiculous.
So easy. It is ridiculous. It's so easy.
There's a tight switch here. I'm on the most open of the bottom end right now.
Or the fattest.
The fattest, thanks.
Works. And then that tightens it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn off the delay so you can.
Yep.
So if you're like a tight person, you may be in the tighter mode. Over here, you get your three positions of front panel, cabinet IRs, and that's independent per channel. So you could have six completely different IRs going on, three that are your favorite sort of clean all the way to like AC/DC plexi kind of stuff. And then you could have three for your higher gain side, which is like plexi all the way to like full-blown metal sort of tones there. But, you know, going back to this boost section, which is really great, I really like the sound of the boost overall. It's just a clean boost, but it drives so nicely into the gain service. If I go to the boost, it switches to the boost volume. So if you are someone that has to control your own solo levels, you could do that. Or you just set them to unity. And then you have your control over the boost on the side, how much you want.
Sounds awesome. We have a question here. Is the boost based on a TS style or just natural? It's like the HB, right?
Well, it's sort of like simulates. It's kind of a clean boost, but it's slightly voiced like the HBE circuit. So in like one of our B100 amp, for instance, the HBE is just a gain stage boosting the BE. So in essence, it's the same thing. We're boosting into the BE channel with more gain and a slight EQ voice to it.
It does feel like a four channel. You can set it up, I should say, to feel like a four channel preamp very easily. Or you could set it up to feel like really like a three channel with a lead volume boost or just a two channel with a volume boost. I mean, it's really flexible in that regard. Now, even more so, I don't know if everyone has seen the editor, the software editor, which Mark, maybe you could switch over to that.
Sure.
What is super cool about this, especially if you're going direct.
It's a little cloudy looking on the screen, so sorry about that, but it's.
It is really crisp in person.
It's in person. It's very crisp. Just somehow the way we're sharing screens, it's doing something weird.
They're a little dark.
So let's say you've got Well, I'll show you right here. We're still in channel two. I'm going to undo the boost. On the editor, you have more controls. If you're someone who wants to have like the equivalent of 6 channels, 10 channels, if you have a separate MIDI controller, you really have that here. Because one of the things that's big on the tone shaping is the presence and the thump. We all know that, you know, sort of is like the sort of top end and then the bottom end whump. So, ooh, that was a good one. That's the most, and then this would be the least of the thump.
That's a prominent difference between the two.
Yeah. So you got 3 positions there.
And then you couple that with the tight switch. You have a lot of tone shaping. The tight switch is not MIDI controllable, but the thump is, as is the presence. I'm going to go to the lowest presence. So if I go like full presence, full thump, I'm going to switch over to the tighter mode. I'm going to switch over and switch the boost on. And then I could go to one of the other IRs that's more, maybe feels heavier. So like that IR has a more of a scooped sort of heavy feel than this is Dave's main cab, which has more of a woody feel.
And then the V30 down at the bottom there has more of a brighter, you know.
Yeah.
But it does all that chimey, you know, like cutting. If you tune down guitar, you might want the V30, you know, you might dial it in a little different, but, you know.
Or you add your own, you know, you go in there, or you go click on this plus sign and there is an entire selection of EV, Dave's other cabs, speakers, mixes of greenbacks and V30s.
Is that black? Is that blackback? Is that a blackback?
Yes. 30 watt?
It says 57-160.
Black. I think that is a 30-watt 30-watt blackback.
And the 57-160 is the microphone's, like a microphone designation. So it's a Beyer Dynamic 160 with a SM57. And these are 57s with a Royer 121. Here's 2 SM57s with a Royer 121. So because it's a Greenback and V30 mix, so there's 57 on each of those with a the 121.
Mm-hmm. So here's a question. If this is a preamp and an IR is a sim of a speaker, where does the power amp tone come from? Scott Rand, thanks for your question.
Well, there is the digital back end, meaning after the return of the amplifier, there is a power amp simulation. Essentially, it's the power amp of a B100 Deluxe.
And that's when you're coming out of the
balanced out.
The balanced out, right.
Mm-hmm. And even if you turn the IR off, say you're going into something else where you want the IR off, you still get the power amp sim.
If you're going out the balanced out.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to a friend today, and he was super excited because he's like, I could run this live. I could run the IRX to whatever backline amp they have, and you'd run into the effects return. That you'd send out of the IRX's effects loop send. The effects loop send has no IR on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that will go straight to this live amp. And then the balanced output will go to the front of house, mm-hmm. and you're rocking.
You can even go crazier than that. So you could go, say, through an effect pedal chain or a delay pedal or something. So you take the send into a delay pedal, come out of the delay pedal, and split it 2 ways. One to the return of an amp, and the other back into the return of this, and then take that to the front of house. So both things have your delays on it.
Dave, do you know, does the headphone amp always have an IR on it?
Not if you turn the IR off.
Okay, so it mirrors the balanced out, but it's going through its own little mini amplifier for the headphone amp. Mm-hmm. So you could even, if you wanted to be fancy, you could get a little cable into a cable and run another line out of the headphones.
You could. I don't know if that's maybe the best choice, but we could.
By the way, I know we jumped into it pretty quickly. What are you doing, Mike? You're just running the balanced out right into your computer, right?
That's Frank said my voice louder. Should I turn it up over here, or Mark, should you turn it up a little bit?
If you could try it first.
Yeah, I will turn it up over here. Is this any better?
That is better.
That's better.
That's better.
Okay. So I am running into the IRX. I have a hardwire delay in the effects loop, and then I'm running out of the balanced out into the XLR input of my API channel. The API channel is doing nothing. It has no gain coming on. It's just because it has an XLR input. Dave, you could speak to the tech specs, but I've plugged balanced, like that balanced, in case anyone doesn't know, that's the quarter inch that has two rings on it, like a stereo cable. Mm-hmm. I plugged a standard guitar cable in. I plugged it like XLR to balance, just quarter to quarter. It all sounds good. It says balanced out, but you could run it.
Yeah, you could run it with a quarter inch or some. The only problem. No, you probably, if you're just running it and not like doing a complicated setup, you can probably just do anything pretty much. If there is some noise, run it balanced, then you can always use the ground lip switch if need be on it. There's nothing in Michael's setup. It's the IRX direct in with the delay pedal in it. That's it.
Yeah. And what's kind of cool, or super cool, is, okay, I'm not, let's say I do suggest when you get the IRX, if you have the ability to hook it up to the editor, it's super simple. Go through and pick your favorite IRs. Mm-hmm. So that then you could probably never turn the IRX editor on ever again if you're just not a software person. But it'll be dialed into what you like. Then over here, like if you have the delay on, right? If you hold down channel 2, I didn't hold, my finger slipped off, sorry gang. If you hold down channel 2, that'll shut off the loop. And then if you hold down channel 1, it will shut off the IR, which sounds horrible, but let's say you're gonna run into some other thing that has an IR, or you wanna be able to add IRs later in your mix or something like that, you could turn it off without having to go into any kind of editor.
That's very cool.
And also remember too, you know, this is set up for MIDI. So what's MIDI about it is the channel switching on the amp. So anything, you know, that involves channel switching, no tone shaping, just the channel switching. Also the loop bypass is MIDI-able, the boost is MIDI-able, of course. The IR bypass from preset to preset and MIDI-able. I don't know why you would do that, but it is. And what IR you're using from preset to preset, you can do. The presence, the thump, that's all also from preset to preset. And you know, at the top of this editor, you can if you want to set up a preset, in other words. So right now we're at program change 0. At the top of the editor, it says program change 0. You wanted to set up a preset, just simply put it on the stuff you want on, put the IRs you want on, anything that you have, and you just press store at the corner there, and it'll store it in 1, in 0. If you hit program change 1, see, that's something else is programmed, or 2, probably something else is programmed still, or maybe not, but it's not set up right now, but as you see, so you can store all these presets and then recall them with a MIDI controller. And you could also a lot of tone shaping with just the presence and thump and the IRs alone, you know?
Yeah. Just function-wise, you could also set the boost lock, so if you wanted to always have the maximum gain you could squeeze out of 1 and 2 channels, you could step on channel 2 and it instantly has the boost lock rather than having channel 2 and the boost real quick. You could set the boost lock over here.
We should clarify this also. Where was the question? Now I lost it. It was okay. Here it is. This goes straight into a cabinet only? No.
You would... Yeah, no cabinet. It's designed to go direct or into an effects loop return of an amplifier or into a full range cabinet. That's how it's ideally designed.
Or you can get a power amp.
You could get a power amp. Now, you could come out of this and say a Seymour Duncan little power stage thing. You could come out of, probably for that, because it's a Class D power amp, probably be great to come out of the balanced out without the IRs on, straight into that. And because then you're getting kind of the power section thing that we have built in, meaning the sim.
And conversely, let's say you had like a Synergy Syn 2 or something, you could run the Syn 2 into the effects return of the IRX and use the IRs in there. So
you could, you could set that up a variety of ways.
It's a pretty serious toolbox. And it sits very nicely in a pedal board.
Actually, with the Syn 2, think about this one. Now, I'm just thinking this off the top of my head. You could set up the front end of this, meaning the input and send, as the external amp in the Syn 2. And then you could come out of the main out of the Syn 2 and come back into the return of this for this IRs, these IRs. So then you could switch any of the Synergy preamps or this preamp into the IR, the back end of this.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would work great, actually.
I see my tube asked, I'm just doing a little test here, says, I don't hear a fan. There's no fan.
There is no fan.
And it barely gets warm.
Yeah, barely. That was a question here from Jordan. How hot does it get?
Nope. Like, doesn't get hot.
Nah, it's probably picking up more heat from the lights and stuff. I mean, it's mildly warm. I'm hotter.
Dave, if I go out of my effects send, is that an all analog signal path?
Yes.
Okay. Guitar Life. Hey, Dave, that was me that emailed you this morning. I want to run the front of house and an FRFR cab. I want the extra oomph on stage. How would you do that with one balanced out?
Well, let me answer you in the email. I just haven't got to it today because I was at the factory testing stuff. Let me reread your email, and because I think you had an MS3 involved, and there's a pretty cool way, but I'll ask you some questions in the email.
Adam Gothridge, thank you. Kudos by concept. This sounds ideal. 120 volt price. Thanks.
It uses a 9 volt DC, 800 milliamps, I do believe, or I think it might actually draw a little less than that. And so it has a transformer that it ships with, which is a universal transformer. So it comes with different power plugs for different countries and stuff. And it also could be powered, like, for instance, say you had a Friedman Power Grid power supply. All you would need is a current doubler cable, which they're made. Voodoo Lab makes them. One Spot guys. And it'll be no issues being powered by the... By that, you could probably power it from a Chox power supply at 9 volts. I think that might just be enough. Their standard 9 volt on it, on their standard DC 7 power supply, on these, like I said, on the True Tone power supplies, you'd need 2 of the 500 outputs and sum them with a current doubling cable. Voodoo Lab. Pedal Power 3, you would need 2 of them also and summed. This is pretty common for things like helixes and things like that. You always have to deal with the higher current draw.
Can you add your own IRs?
You sure can.
Yes. Yep. Very easily. You just go here, you click on that folder, and it just opens up a browser, and you just drop it right in.
Drop it right in. It auto converts to the length it needs to be. So if you have favorites from ML or Celestion or Onehammer or Redwires or blah, 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 onwards and onwards, drop them in. Use your favorite.
You know what they did that's cool is, let's say you have your favorites and you lined up six of your favorites. You'll never lose the ones that came stock. They're burned in always. So you could always go back to stock. The stock ones that were in the top three say main next to it, but all of the others that ship with it are right there. You don't have to download anything. They always exist inside the unit.
All right.
How many IRs can you load up in there if you wanted to?
Well, you can load up to three per channel. The whole premise, the only reason I didn't want some rotary encoder on this thing. You know, I didn't want it to have, you know, here's 10 IRs on this one channel and here's another 10 on the other channel. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the look. I wanted to keep it simple. And frankly, everyone that I talked to was like, yeah, I use one IR.
Pretty much, yeah.
I pick my favorite and I use that one, maybe two. And so I was like, well, I'm putting a three-way switch on it. It's just much quicker and easier, you know, and it looks better. You don't have any like digital encoders or anything.
Yeah. It's a lot like when you're miking a cabinet. Like once it sounds right, you stop thinking about the microphones on the cabinet. You mm-hmm. just start, you're like, oh, I want a little more mids. So you're like, yeah, okay, a little more mids. Like you wouldn't go back and adjust the mics for that when you're already in nice balance. And there's so many good IRs in this. Like that's what I was saying. Like find the IRs you like ahead of time, and then you're kind of done on your IRs. Yeah. But or you don't have to because the stock three, even just, you know, that one on the left, Dave's that naked cab, is really balanced and sounds really good for everything.
What MIDI switcher do you all recommend? Jordan Brooks.
I think for if you're just like dabbling in MIDI and you don't have major requirements where you need X, Y, and Z and massive stuff, the hot, I'm going to say Hotone, but hot one, little four banger that you could get for like $100 on Amazon. It works great. It's very, really easy to program. That's what I used in my video to show the MIDI capability. Super simple.
Hmm. Okay. Is it going to be available in rack format? I see. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the special currently. Michael Torrent version.
Hmm.
Not currently.
That would be cool, though. Not that currently. Cool. That would be very cool.
Someone had posted a minute ago, like about the heat, like play for, you know, an hour and then feel it again. I've played it all day. It doesn't get hot. That's the heat. It is what it is. You know, it feels good. Let me show you channel one. I'm not going to get the, you know, sparkling is clean because of the Les Paul, but I'm going to channel one. No boost.
Let me take this off. No.
I hear no. Oh, tuner. So you easily go from that. Oh, I'm in drop D.
Now all you guys really know how many takes it takes for Michael to finish a video.
You have no idea. No idea. There's so many. I am the worst demo person ever. I didn't tell Dave ahead of time. You're making a huge mistake. There's a three-way bright switch. on the clean channel, which doesn't exist on the channel 2. So channel 2 has a tight for the bottom. Channel 1 has bright. Bright switch there. You know, it's really similar to what's on Dave's amps. So if you know how the bright switches work there, it sounds to me the same. Yeah, and so you hear it goes from crystal clean to AC/DC without the boost. I didn't even put the boost on here. Gain. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you can even dial back to a cleaner sound and then boost it up to where it was like when it was on 10. So, you know, it works awesome.
And it takes pedals perfectly well, because I'm sure someone will say, like, does it take pedals? It takes pedals as well as any of Dave's amps. It sounds good.
And the beauty of the boost also is if you know, you're playing live and you want to go for that solo and you have the volume boost, it can give you not only a little bit more gain, but also more volume.
And you can turn if you don't want a gain boost and you just want a volume boost, you can also turn the gain trimmers on the side of the box down to nothing. So if you turn those down to nothing, all you have is another master that it goes to, you know?
All right, I'm going to try that. And you could use your fingernail, which was very nice. You don't have to, like, pull out a weird screwdriver or anything. It's yeah, you can use like the side of the pick or your fingernail. Knock. It's really easy to do. Yeah. I mean, there's a hair of... Oh, and it could be coming from the volume. Yeah, it's super minimal. And then you just get a volume boost off there. So you could go no volume. Your solo.
Yep. We have Asheville Guy. How many IRs can you load on the device and how does it feel when playing? I can address when it feels like an amp when you're playing. It doesn't feel like a modeler. That's for sure.
It doesn't kind of have that hue. You know what I mean? That like that modeler. Modelers have this sort of, to me, have this sort of like hue over them. You know, it's like a little, like there's a slight sheet over the top of them in some respects, you know? And it doesn't feel quite... This feels like my amps. I mean, I literally took this... When we were first doing this, I took this preamp, and I took a B100 Deluxe amp, and I took a switcher. And I was switching... Okay, here's the plexi channel on the B100 Deluxe. Here's this plexi channel. I was switching in real time as I was playing. We dialed them in where you couldn't even tell. You know, same thing with the other channel. You know, so same thing with the HB channel. You couldn't tell. That's going into the BE power section, you know. So I was just testing how close the preamp was, you know.
Yeah. And as far as how many IRs can you load on the device?
IRs, you can load three different ones per channel that you can use and switch between. There are 12 IRs on the device that we have given you. But if you want to switch between them and stuff, you can load 3 per channel.
Now, what about when, if you wanted to load your own IRs, how many can you load into the box itself?
3 per channel.
Just 3?
Yep.
That's it. I see. Yep. Okay. And as Michael said, the other IRs will stay.
Yep. They're baked in, so you never lose them. So if you later decide, you know what? I don't know if I like that one. Go back to the one that was there.
Yep,
and again, the presence and thump being programmable completely changes an IR. So if you have a balanced IR, like Dave's, that 6402 is really balanced and woody. It doesn't have a ton of like extra top end, and it doesn't have a ton of subsonics on there. But you just shift the presence and thump over to the side. If you love that IR, there's so many more variations on the IRs that are already in here.
It's a cabinet. You're dialing in your amp for the cabinet.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's these things too, which work nicely.
Yeah. And don't be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, look, this cracked me up when I first got it, that almost everything I was doing was 11:30, 12, 12:30. Mm-hmm. Almost everything. It just sounds good. And that we were joking nonstop. I had just come out of, I think, trying a bunch of different products that was like, oh, you're spending all day. Well, maybe I'll change a different model. Maybe I'll change a different IR. Like, you just don't have to do that. You just turn it on, set everything to 12 o'clock. And you're like, oh, now I could go back to playing guitar. I don't have to, you know, become a computer programmer.
Cable in, cable out, hit a chord, everything at noon. Okay, that's pretty close. Dial in your last little knob settings and you're finished. You know, it's I said this in the video, you know, it's so many things have gotten exceptionally complicated over the years in how they program, I find. They make it exceptionally hard. I actually feel stuff that, you know, used a lot of MIDI back, you know, in yesteryear, so to speak, was easier to use. You know,
the pod was so easy to use. It just doesn't sound that good now.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound that good. But, you know, it just, you know, you start. One of the videos that we watched, Dan Leggett's a good friend of ours, and he said something really great in this. He goes, you know, you can have a Kemper, you can dial it in great. You can, you know, if you have time to dial it in for your gig. He goes, but he goes, if you're going somewhere unfamiliar or playing an unfamiliar gig and you try to use that, he goes, it's a whole world of hell, you know, because you can't quickly change things and you can't get the sound quickly, you know. And it's like, I don't have enough gain. Okay, great. Boom, more gain. Done. You know, I can just take it. Go, if I have to go direct, I go direct with it and we're finished. We're game over. So, and also if you have a pedal board already, as most people do, you know, that, you know, they have all their favorite things, you know, their favorite Strymons and favorite whatever pedal, Earthquaker, or whatever pedals they like, you know, you can add this and have a direct solution then without overcomplicating your life and without getting familiar with a whole new set of effects.
Right.
You know, that don't have knobs. And again, you have to go into deep pages with, you know, and that's the point. It's like, you know, to give the guitar player a tool that he can use effectively quickly.
I've been looking at the chat. I'm going to answer a bunch of really quick ones. The effects loop, you could throw, like, it's mono. It's a mono effects loop. But you could throw something in the effects loop, like a room reverb and a delay, and then put on headphones, and you'll hear that in the headphones. Mm-hmm. And it's really satisfying, even though it's mono, because you just still feel connected. I don't know. There's something about the tube, hitting a tube in the beginning. I think it sounds great and feels great. The switches are silent. They don't click, and you could hear.
That's just a physical that you're hearing, but they don't, there's no clicking between the presets.
Yeah, and you hear there's no sound. I mean, we're going from high gain, and that's a lot of gain, and it's quite quiet. A lot of gain. This is not like a chuggy guitar, but it's quite quiet. Like, I wouldn't even bother with a noise gate or anything on that. Mm-hmm. And then jumping back and forth, there's no pops and clicks or anything, of course.
Seamless.
Yeah.
So Braxel has a question. Are you going to make more of the colorway edition with the Marshall knobs, or is that just going to be the 100 only?
Well, okay. We'll bring this up. So we have one here. So this is a custom shop one. And the first 100 of these, we're going to make more of these if people like them and they'd like to buy them. We are going to make more of these. But the first 100 I signed. So, and those are available on the Friedman Shop on Reverb.
Yeah, so you can see the difference.
Exclusive with Reverb for the signed ones.
inverted colors, Marshall knobs, and signed by Dave.
I mean, we have always offered, you know, even like on some other products, we've offered, the BOD Deluxe pedal that we had, we offered a Clockworks version, which was a different, different cosmetic and stuff. So we've always kind of offered that stuff.
Yeah, super cool. Gear Page nerds want to know why the digital back end, meaning the effects return and balance outs, are not stereo.
Again, so this pedal, right, is smaller than a Strymon pedal. It's a little bit narrower than a Strymon. It's hard to, I wish I had a Strymon just sitting here. I actually probably do in the other room, but it's as small as it can be. It doesn't necessarily have to be stereo. So, like, for instance, let's say you want to run this stereo direct. Okay, you're going direct to front of house stereo. You can come out of the balanced out with the IR of your choice, and you can run it into your stereo effects. And then you can come off your board with either direct off or into a DI box and have a stereo rig completely. Or you could do even a more elaborate deal, and you could buy two of these where it's like having two amplifiers blended on a board, which could be really cool too, you know, and run it stereo that way. There's a multitude of ways to hook this up. Mainly, the reason is it wouldn't be this small if it was stereo. Yeah. With simply, literally, if I was going to make it stereo, I'd probably have XLRs, and it would be another 4 inches wide.
Yeah, it's pointless. Javier Montoya, what's up? Hey, huge congrats, Dave. My unit arrives tomorrow, and I already know it's the best of all time unit. Are the masters after the return, or do they emulate some power amp squish as they get turned up? Thanks.
The masters are before the return. I'm pretty positive they're before the return. Now I'm second guessing myself, but no, they are before, because they dictate what comes out the send. So yes. Will you get power amp squish when you turn it up? Not particularly, but you know, you got to think about this. You know, let's say you're using one of my 100 watt amps. Are you ever actually going to get it where there's power amp squish? No. Unless you're in some crazy thing and you're running it like 7 or 8, or you know, on the knob, you know.
Yeah, unless you're Jakey Lee.
It's not really, and most of my stuff isn't really designed to do that per se. You know, I do. When I was developing this, I must say I did an interesting test. So I took my. I took my 50 watt plexi that sort of everything was spawned off of in my life, and I loaded it down with a Fryette power load, and I put the front end of this and the front and that whole system in the loop switcher, and I switched between the two into the return of this and direct. So I was able to completely emulate all sorts of settings on my plexi with it. Like, it did an amazing job. Once I did that test, I was like, okay, I think we're here, you know?
Yep.
There's a couple other things I saw here. Like, in terms of stereo, you don't have to use the effects loop. You could just go straight out of this, like, if you came out of this into an H90, like, your stereo and you're rocking. Someone else said, is this good into like a Fender? I would say no, because it's not a distortion pedal, just to reiterate in case anyone came in later from what Dave said. It's not a distortion pedal. It's not an overdrive pedal. It's a full preamp. If you showed up to a gig and they had like a Hot Rod Deluxe, those have like power amp input So just run this into that, and that will sound great.
Mm-hmm.
But not into the input of the amp.
No.
Although, frankly, I've never tried it.
That's a good point. Neither have I.
you potentially, it might be a little weird with the IRs and stuff, but you know, you potentially could maybe do it in a pinch, clean. In a pinch, but I wouldn't recommend it.
So there's a few questions. How much? So it's $499 in the US, right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
And the exclusive Reverb unit that you can go on, and it's the Friedman page that's selling it on Reverb. This is $599. Mm-hmm. Exclusive first 100 signed by Dave. All right.
Someone asked if it takes pedals that I'm going to go on fly by the seat of my pants here, and I plugged in a little
two screamer.
Nine. So I don't know. I'm going to try not to overload the, or I'll try to make a sound at all. Okay, so.
You could probably turn the guitar up a little bit.
Oh, good. Let's do that.
Try turning the gain up a little bit on the channel. There you go.
Or you just go here. Options. But it takes pedals perfectly well. It's like running into one of Dave's amps.
Yep. Question.
Did you see Robert Keeley's new pedal?
I did see Robert Keeley's
Noble pedal. Screamer?
The Noble Screamer. Looks
I tried
awesome.
It. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's intriguing because I just thought I'd mention it because you pulled out a tube screamer. I thought it was intriguing because of the combination of things you could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what makes it kind of neat.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Get different tones. Jeffrey.
And another thing, out of all those videos, Tom Bukovac is a motherfucker.
So good.
He's so good.
So good. So good. His hands are so good.
Yeah.
Hear that, Tom? You're awesome.
Hey, Dave, congrats on the new product. How would I use this with a Fractal FM9?
Well, there's all sorts of ways you could probably hook this up. I mean, you could use this as a preamp going into the Fractal, and you could actually use the IRs in stereo out of the Fractal. If you want to do that, you can just turn the IRs off in this. And then it's like, if you use the balanced out, it's like, look at it this way. It's like a big slaved tube amp. That's how I look at it. You know, like if you're going to use the balanced out to feed a power amp or something, it's like the old days when we used to load down a Marshall with a reactive load and use that as a preamp in a rig. So that sounds killer that way because you still get the power amps in too.
So this question's come up a few times. So how will this compete with a Tone X?
Well, okay. So the Tone X is, you know, you have to make your sounds. You know, you have to sit and capture your sounds, and you have to do. Michael can maybe attest to that process.
Yeah, that sucks. That process sucks. You know, I think, in all honesty, if you want like a very specific sound, or you want some double sounds, or you want like some of the things I've captured, and that like. It does that well, but there is a difference when you plug in, like, you feel the lower latency when you hit the tubes on, like, a real analog front end. Sometimes it takes a minute to hear. Like, if I spend a month in digital world and then I come back, I don't know, it has a digital back end, but you'll notice, you'll go, oh.
That's super low latency, though.
Like, that's what an analog circuit feels like, and nothing will give you the Friedman sound really like this, to be honest. I mean, this is great. And you could dial it in to be your Friedman sound, because you could sweep the EQ knobs wherever. You could low gain, high gain. I mean, that's the thing with the real amps. Like, I love the digital stuff too, but you're, even with like Tonex and the latest stuff, you're still getting a slice, like this moment in time. Like, that's the sound. And then everything is like, oh, okay, we'll tweak that moment in sound. The amps and the tube stuff, it's like it's infinite rainbows of spectrum. You want a little less of this, and every sound sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great.
Yeah. Ian Ferguson, the Michael Torrin edition would be awesome. The ultimate guitar nerd in joke.
Yeah. Let me run through real quick one more time. The guys were saying that I need to turn off my talking mic so they don't hear click clack.
Click clack on the strings. Okay, yeah, there we go.
Don't hear anything though, Michael. We don't hear you.
Oh, it mutes.
Yeah,
it mutes everything. Wait, let me see here. Can I do this?
Mute the mic preamp or do something.
You could probably increase the volume too.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Basic run through, but I mean, like we mentioned before, if you get in with the, if I switch the IR to a different IR, everything changes. Like the whole character of the box sort of changes. It's like,
For instance, let's just do that. Let's go crazy with this. Switch the same sound you had, but switch to an EV. Probably boost the presence up. There we go.
That sounds brutal.
See, all that starts to come in. So, you know, you dial in the amp around your cabinet just like you would if you plugged an amp head into a cabinet. You know, you just dial in your amp around the cabinet. And, you know, EVs are kind of cool, actually. You know, that's, you know, you think about all the people that used them, Neil Giraldo and Zach Wild and J.K. Lee. And there is a thing about those. Hmm. But we just wanted to go to something totally different, you know, and then you dial in the amp around that cabinet, you know.
Yep. James B, thank you. Great product. Blown away by how good it sounds. Seriously, two questions. Why no USB-C? And why not run stereo DSP for the effects return and outputs? Thank you.
Stereo DSP. Oh, well, I think we already answered the stereo part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As far as USB-C, well, that's a very good question. I don't know if I have that answer right now.
It's like the new.
Your mic's muted.
Sorry. I would love personally USB-C, but because I have a newish computer, but on an older laptop, it could cause a problem. It's easy enough to have I have to have these little two USB-C converters everywhere in my house because the world isn't all USB-C.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing. It's
almost there, but
yeah, getting there.
Yeah.
Maybe a next version of something. And also, actually, the larger connector is a little more robust, too, than the USB-C, to be honest, as far as durability.
I've got those cables everywhere. I'll never run out of USB, whatever.
I got so irritated because it seemed like every product I would get, there would be a different fucking USB connector on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, hold on a minute. I'm going to go on Amazon right now, and I want to buy every USB variation I can find just so I have it. Because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that are that way. RJM MIDI controllers are the same as ours, you know. Some of the Boss stuff is the same, and then some of the newer Boss stuff is the smaller. And then there's all the variations in between that I've seen on products too. And it's just like going, okay, which one is it? I don't even know the names of them all.
Christian Daniel, can you use it to practice with headphones only? Yes.
Yeah, you sure can.
Yep. Just power it up and put your headphones in it. Super easy.
I downtuned. I'm going back in. One second. Someone asked, what does it sound like downtuned? I have no idea. We'll see.
Are we still on the EV? Maybe turn the treble back down a little bit. Oh no, the presence helped with the treble knob down. A little, yeah. You still have the tube screamer hooked up? And then, yeah, turn the gain all the way down and then just use the tone and the boost. There we go. The quintessential, generally speaking, everyone uses a tube screamer tuned that way, just as a high-pass filter kind of thing for tune down.
It sounds good. I have so many buttons. Like Homer Simpson on the fucking board.
Yeah. And yes, they do make rack drawers, which reminds me, go to fixpedalboards.com.
Yes, to buy your really nice rack shelf if you'd like to mount that or pedals on a rack shelf with a switcher or something, you know.
Yep. Yep. And also, guys, make sure you go to Sweetwater and Tomon and the links that we provide below, and you can buy this unit there.
Or you can go to the Friedman Amplification website and get the unit. Or Reverb.
Yep.
Or if you can't get it from one of those places, feel free to reach out to me.
And make sure you press subscribe and click the bell, please, guys.
Michael, what do you got there? It's missing something.
It's missing. Someone asked, like, can you tune down to A? No, but this is as low as I can go, and I don't know how to play the seventh string. I tried it once, and I haven't unpacked it again, so hang on one second.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, still works. Yeah.
What's up, Pete?
Pete. Hey.
Great video again.
Pete did an awesome video, and as he said, he used, surprisingly, as he said in his video, he used a variety of IRs in the video for different parts. Like he used the EV for something somewhere in the video. I think he mentioned, I didn't watch the whole video yet. I've watched pieces of it. I was here while he was doing it at the very last second, though.
Sounded great.
Sounded amazing, as usual.
Colin James, does the power amp sim stay on when IRs are disengaged?
Yes.
But it's not on the effects send, correct?
Correct. Okay. It's not on the effects send. I actually really like it that way. I like to use it like... I looked at it like a loaded down amplifier. So like, you know, back years ago, that was the thing. I used to load down my Marshall with an with a reactive load and, you know, fed that through effects into a system, you know? And so that, you know, that's essentially what you're doing right there. You know, you're getting that, the power amp sound too, you know?
The switchers are soft. Yes. Soft silent. Yep. Guitar for a Cure. What's going on, Peter? How are you doing? Thanks for tuning in. I don't think this will happen. When will units like these replace full-on amps? It's,
I mean, you know, like Joe Bonamassa said, you know, he had some nice quotes on our show about there is a volume interaction between the guitar and a real amp, you know, and when you start losing some of that, you're losing a lot, you know. There's just, there's a thing about a reason, it doesn't even have to be exceptionally loud, but just a reasonably loud amp. There's an interaction. But there's many circumstances when that's maybe not possible these days, and you know, the idea is to come up with a product that gives you a simplistic approach that is quick and easy. And it's like, it's just like your amplifier, just in a direct form, you know,
yep.
That you can dial this in quickly. No pages, no menus, no nothing. No, you know, you don't have to hook it up to the computer even, you know, I'm just maybe to store some presets. You don't actually even have to hook it up to the computer to store presets. Just some of the more advanced editing, like presence and thump and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So Peter, yeah, Guitar for a Cure. So once the IR is loaded, you can run this straight into your DAW and the cab sim is set.
That's what we're doing. It's just the guitar in, out, straight into Michael's computer.
Boom.
He's got a delay and a loop. And right now, a Tube Screamer in front, we were just messing with, just to see, show people what that did. I think it worked really cool on heavier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's typical for that kind of heavy guy. They always use like a Tube Screamer.
Yes, it has an effects loop, and it can work with a Fryatt power station. The power station would be the power amp, and
sure, absolutely,
yeah,
you know. Also, you know, also you can buy this box, so you can buy this thing for $4.99. And you know, if you're just at home and you have a Fender DeVille and you don't really have a ton of money, you know, you can buy this unit and plug it just into the return of your DeVille sitting at home and get those Friedman sounds that you'd like to have, but maybe you can't afford a $4,000 amp, you know.
You heard Dave mention that the IRs are based off the two notes Dyne IR ones.
No, they are the same. Some of the same cabinets. They are not based off the two notes IR.
Right, the same cabinet.
The same cabinets I own, but it was IRs that we captured.
Right.
But if you are, like, you know, people get super attached to certain components. If you want to use your DynIRs, it's really easy to turn off the IRs in the IRX, and you have the full tube front end, and you could run into, like, either a CAB-M or the Wall of Sound software. Apply sure. your IR later, afterwards. Yep.
Yeah, and if you want to use your Pete Thorne or Big Harry Guitar,
yeah, just IRs. Turn off the IR and go straight into your computer, and then just pull up the Two Note software and pull up whatever packs you have. You know,
yep.
yeah,
easy.
Let's see, Jamie Brown, Dave, possible AC30-ish preamp when you're finished with the amp version? Probably not. Maybe.
Maybe. I actually have an artist that I'm kind of interested in that for. So I don't know. We'll see. I have a little thing I'm messing with. Maybe we'll see.
How can it not get hot if it has tubes at full voltage?
It's two 12 AX7s. It's not power tubes. In an amp, what gets really hot is power tubes. I mean, it gets warm.
Yeah, it's not. It's not hot. It's warm.
It's just warm.
It's like less warm than my converters for the computer, the interface. The interface gets hot as balls. This is just warm.
Yeah.
That Tyler is smoking.
Yeah.
And the IRX sounds great. Yeah, that Tyler is so cool. I know we've covered this before, but for Marcel, we'll do it again. Do you need a powered speaker cabinet to plug this into? What are you playing out of?
This is going direct into the computer. So this is completely direct. So if you have studio monitors or a studio or an interface or something like that, you can just plug it into that. You could also plug it in into a full range monitor such as the Friedman ones or the Headrush ones, or there's a ton of them out there. Or you can turn the IRs off and go into the effects loop return of an amplifier, either using the send or the balanced out.
Like I have out there, I have a little sister head with into a Dirty Shirley 112. That sounds awesome. That has an effects loop. And this sounds awesome through that. And they're completely different animals. I mean, the yeah. little sister is that big, fat, warm thing. And then this instantly just, it becomes like this Friedman rock thing. It's great.
Well, Jordan Ziff is using this for new music.
I mean, this is a brand new product. So yeah. Not many yet.
It just came out.
Just came out.
A song with it.
You know, yeah, he did a song. Jordan did a song. Pete did a song.
There's a lot of new music that came out with it
today.
check out YouTube today and look
we
up.
We can make a compilation album just today.
Sean Tubbs' video is coming in sometime Ooh. In a week or so. So you know that'll be a different side of it. I think. You know,
you might be waiting a long time if you're going to wait for the rack version. Just get a drawer.
And put two.
Yeah.
I really love the idea of making, I think I'm going to do it actually too. I might do a pedal board build video or something maybe, or just showing a rig where you could take two of these and if you hooked it up with a switcher, you could literally switch either preamp sections into, you know, stereo effects into the two returns of the units and come out stereo with IRs. And, you know, you'd have an amazing little stereo rig with, you know, eight channels.
Amazing.
Ish. Eight channels-ish.
Here's an idea.
All MIDI controlled.
Will you do other versions of this platform, such as the Steve Stevens, Jakey Lee, or other varieties?
Who knows? Too new. Can't say yet.
It looks fucking cool, that's for sure.
Thank you.
It does.
By the way, because I keep saying, like, can it go into this? it can go into anything. I took, my kids were doing a talent show, you know, like Battle of the Bands thing, and I brought it to a rehearsal studio that had like this, the worst crate, something. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, I'm not plugging into this. And I ran this into its effects loop, and it sounded awesome.
There you go.
Sounds good everywhere, and it fits into your gig bag, which is quite nice.
This is nice to hear, too. This is the only product of 2023 where I felt like it wasn't actually ridiculously props. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
We tried. I can't guarantee, you know, forever that it'll be at that price, but it's amazing what happens over time.
Oh, dang. You better buy it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, certain things.
But I don't think it would be much different. So, yeah.
Does it take guitars well? I like that comment. Yes, it does.
I don't think we need to answer that one. Oh, here's one. So I did something with a friend of mine. There was an old song that I had written with him years ago. And he was doing a remake of it, a new version of it. And I'm like, and he wanted me to play on it. I'm like, God, I haven't played this. Come on, really? You want me to play on this? And I'm like, all right, fine. He finally talked me into it. And I took this unit to record with, just plugging it in. And the bass player, who's Jürgen Carlson, was like, shush. Plugged in, and he's like, oh, yeah. So then we tried it on bass. He was the bass player with Government Mule.
Oh,
yeah, amazing. He plays with Steve Lukather sometimes. He's an amazing bass player. And we put, and he likes like amps for bass, you know, like distorted Marshall-y sort of amps for bass. And so we used it for bass. And we were just checking it out. Would it work on bass? Worked great. Sounded amazing on bass, especially in the Plexi channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask for the channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we did both, actually. But it worked well.
Coxie 5150. I'm keen to hear the recommended solution to run four cable method with an FRFR on stage and feed to front of house.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, if you want to feed your FRFR and front of house, you're going to have to come out of this and split in some fashion. So there's some good little boxes that we've found recently on Amazon.
Is that the thing you recommended to me?
Yeah.
Did you get one? I'll grab it.
So it's literally just a passive splitter. It's a headphone splitter, right? So this is a TRS control. And... now I hear an echo.
This is
a TRS control, and it's just a splitter. So you could literally come out of the balanced out into this box, and you have another four or five outputs after you come out of that. So then you could split one to front of house and one to your FRFR on stage. That's just a really simple, super cheap little splitter.
I think this was like $30 or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's other ways you can do it. I mean, if you have a custom board built or something, whoever's doing it can build you a little box that will split out, you know, certain ways. It's easy to do. You're just splitting a balanced signal. As far as the four cable method, the rest of it is just, you know, stuff in the loop of your four cable, stuff in front. And done.
Yeah, Mark, this is a special edition, and it's a reverb special.
Yeah, it's just a different look, man. It's just a different look, a different cosmetic. It's the first 100 are signed, and that's it. It's something kind of cool.
How would you use this with a mini BE-30?
I'd just use the power amp of the mini BE-30 and just use this as your preamp. You're done. You got the best of both worlds. And probably if you do that, I would leave. I would come out the balanced out and just turn the IRs off. Because then you're getting that power amp sim also, which is greatly enhancing. You know, you can use the presence and thump and stuff, and greatly enhance the sound of the Class D power amp that's in the BE30.
So great to see advanced equipment that are really usable, built at pro level quality at reasonable price. Cool.
Thank you.
Good to hear. So glad I passed on the Tone X. man. Oh, Mike Torin. I see Mike Torin's here somewhere. Here he is.
Leon Todd's here too. He had a good video.
Leon Todd. I haven't seen your video yet.
Leon's video is great.
You got to understand, like, I was up late talking to our web guy and then to making sure stuff was done. And then I saw a few of the videos that came out first, and then I had to work all day. So I haven't seen them all yet. I kind of skimmed a few of them, Anderton's and Dan Leggett and Pete's. And I've seen Michael's for a long time now, so I know what his was.
Someone asked the difference between this and an amp, between this and an amp. And a thing to remember, like, this doesn't have a power amp in it, so it's just the preamp section. So
not an amp.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You have to plug it. It's really meant to go. It's IRX, so it has the IRs. It goes direct in. But it very easily goes into the effects return or a power amp or anything like that. I guess it's possible to plug it into the input, but that remains to be seen. But it's designed, it's a preamp, so it still has to go into some sort of power amp or just direct into your recording rig or mixer, powered speaker, whatever.
Yeah.
Vinny, what's going on, buddy? Congrats, Dave. This is awesome. Which this reminds me, guys, we are going to be coming out with Tone Talk and Signum Music branded cables. High quality Belden cables, limited edition cables with Vinny. Once he gets the Belden cable, we're going to start doing it, and we're going to offer it through our show, basically. And then we'll also be doing Patreon at some point soon, and we're going to be offering discounts for certain vendors, certain people who have been on the show. They'll give discounts to Patreon members. We'll be giving, like, Vinny will give discounts on his cables. We'll offer certain exclusives and things like that for people who belong to our Patreon. So we're going to get that going sometime soon. All right, and Vinny, once he gets the cables, he'll let us know, and we'll make the announcement soon on that. Apparently the Tomon demo was great. Good. Check out.
Yes, it was. The first Chris that was playing at the beginning, he played a Journey riff or something, and it was awesome sounding. It was good. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Someone asked, where's the special edition available?
Reverb.
What are you sipping on, Dave?
Tonight was Belvini Scotch.
Well, there you go.
Because that's what was sitting here.
cool. Yes, I'm sure he's celebrating today. Big day.
I'm sure I'm celebrating. I don't know if I'm totally celebrating, but yeah. It's a good day. Now this is water I'm sipping on.
I'm just going through the rest of the questions here. Let me see. Did I miss any super chats? Yes, I did.
I get the Bradley Wood said. I get the feeling that a lot of folks don't understand what a preamp is.
Yeah,
it could be. Yes.
Yes. Well, it's. Yeah, how to incorporate an FRFR in front of house simultaneously?
Split or the balanced out. There's a little tiny box you can buy off Amazon that you could do it with. That'll give you multiple, give you a million balanced out. Well, not a million, but six.
Okay.
The difference on the custom shop one is just aesthetic, right?
Yeah, just the aesthetic and the sign.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it. Same thing.
Can you explain how that says Dave Friedman in that signature?
I can't explain.
That looks like Klingon language.
Yeah, no, sorry. I can't.
I don't see Dave Friedman in that at all.
Well, the first one is David.
I see a D.
And the other one is sort of an F, and then it's a scribble.
It looks more like a phallic thing.
How does your signature look, Michael?
Mine is very lovely. It's like very like water waves. Nice. Michael Nielsen.
I've almost forgotten how to do cursive. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, it's usually like
something I learned in school. Of course, now that kids don't even learn it.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not sure they write anymore. Actually,
yeah.
And you know, and also if you're signing 100 of them, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, but that is how it is normally, even the first one. So, yeah, it looks like shit. Sorry, but that's my signature.
I just don't see Dave Friedman written in there.
That's funny.
It's better than writing your legal signature.
My dad was a doctor. Does that say anything?
Oh, yeah, done. That's done. All you had to say.
You can't read doctor's writing either, generally.
But you don't write lefty, though, right? You're
no, writing. I don't write, I don't smudge the page.
Okay. Yeah, I do that. That's my problem. Sorry, meant masters after the effects loop overall. I was wondering if the masters and boost levels would hit my effects harder or if it's just traditional line
level. They would change the level to your effects a little bit, yeah. But you're generally not like... When you're boosting something like that, you're generally not boosting it massively. You know what I mean? It's you're boosting it a little bit, and that's okay. It hits it a little harder.
Okay.
It's an instrument level effects loop, by the way, or somewhere in between.
Is there latency when switching channels? I didn't see any latency.
Well, it's pretty much instantaneous. I mean, there's a mute circuit that, you know, prevents stuff from popping and things like that. But there's not really any latency. So, you know, not any more than any other amplifier.
Sorry, I don't have much experience with IRs. Is it still able to feed back with a cranked amp head?
Sure. If you plug it into the return of a cranked amp head, sure.
Can it go in front of an amp? So we said maybe.
Not ideally suited for that application, but could it? Someone's going to have to tell me because I've never actually even bothered to try.
It's likely it has to be a super clean amp, though.
Yeah. Could you maybe EQ a Fender channel to maybe kind of work with it, with the presence and everything else that you deal with on that and EQing it a certain way? Yeah, maybe. Now I got to try this.
Rocamp 56 had a super chat that failed, but he was asking what's the best tube or solid state power amp for this. What do you think, Dave?
Oh man, if you're talking a tube power amp or something, I mean, you know, something from Fryette might be cool, but I mean, maybe that's just too much. You know, the Duncan one couldn't get passable results. I don't know if it's the ultimate best for it. If you are using a power amp, though, like a Class D style power amp or something, I would definitely come out the balance that without the IRs on, because the power amp sim with the presence and thump, you're going to need that presence and thump because you need to get it a little brighter and a little more oomph on the low end with the Class D style power amps like the Duncan or something.
The power station does sound good with it. It's kind of no brainer. If you want to go crazy, you can buy a BE100 Deluxe and run into that. That is the best power amp for it.
And then get a switcher and do an elaborate rig where you have eight, like a million channels.
Yep.
You know, there's other things too. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other, like there's Quilter power amps and little things. Some of them I haven't even tried with this. So it does
sound good with everything though.
There's other small really solutions that you could, you know, that could work. There's the ISP makes one that's really good. That isn't a Class D amp, which is cool because it has a little more guts.
Okay. This is funny. One thing is for certain, no matter what you could have called it, nothing could have been worse than naming it fucking horse meat. Yeah, that was a pretty stupid name.
Wait, what's fucking horse meat though?
The PRS.
That's a PRS.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be the Klon Killer.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question. Alex, if you're using a balanced out to go into a Fender DeVille or Deluxe, would you recommend turning the presence down on the Fender because of the power amp sim on the IRX?
You know, if you're going into a DeVille, you could use the send of it. Just try it. Try it both ways. You know, it's whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever sounds better to you. It's fine.
Yeah. Just keep in mind, you only have access to the presence and the thump through the USB editor. So, you would have to have like a laptop or computer nearby to experiment with that. But it would be easy enough to plug in the balanced out and then plug in the effects send and see which one sounds better.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what FS is. Can one FS by configure to change between channels and another FS to change between two presets?
Foot switch?
Foot switch. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea exactly what you're saying here, but... you can't reconfigure what the foot switches do. That's what you're asking. But you can use a small MIDI controller that can switch anything your heart's desired, you know, from patch to patch.
Yeah, Joe, the special edition is available, which is this version. You can see how it looks different than
Reverb.
The one. And it's available on Reverb only.
It's a tequila question.
We are close, just waiting for the damn cable. Everything else is lined up. Awesome. What were you saying, Michael?
There's a tequila question. Super chat.
Oh, I didn't see it. Let
me
see.
That's important.
Stop everything.
What brand tequila was that in the white vase style bottle that you like? Oh, that's Classe Azul, right?
Classe Azul.
And they make a bunch of different ones, and they're all good.
I haven't tried them all. But I believe you. I do want to actually try the mezcal.
Do you like mezcal? Is that like a... I wouldn't say like I don't like
some
it.
Some of them I've tried, I like. I'm not really that into it yet. But some of them I've tried, I've liked. But the bottle for that one... is awesome looking.
Oh,
it's also expensive as hell.
Oh wow,
to get up there.
Yeah, I like really up there. $450 or $500 in the bottle. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
I haven't had the gumption to do that yet.
Good word, gumption.
Mm-hmm.
My first band was called Gumption Trap.
Really?
yeah, in New York City, and it came from a book, which is basically a gumption trap is like if you create a like you put a hole in the ground with some food, and say a monkey goes in there to grab the food, but their hand can't get through the hole. If they let go of the food, then they can get the hand out. But as soon as they make a fist, that's kind of like a gumption trap. Like you really want it, but you're trapped. That's the name of the band, but yeah, you can. If you guys will go on YouTube, you can see videos of my band back in the early '90s. I was playing drums just to promote that. How does this compare to the Two Notes Revolt?
I think the easiest answer for that is how does it compare to anything? Is it sounds like a Friedman. Like, to me, it sounds somewhere between a BE and like a Runt 50, like a BE 100 and a Runt 50, from my experience of having heads here. When I plug in, after I've mic'd those heads or run them into a load box, into an IR, versus just like plug into the IRX and I'm off and running, it's somewhere in between that, which are super similar. So it's in that family of BE, Runt 50, you know, that world. So it's like, how does that compare to anything else? Like, it sounds awesome. Sounds like a Friedman, really. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like anything else. Like,
also remember the like Friedman. Remember the Revolt does not have IRs in it.
Right, it's an analog cap sim.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't get the interest in the product, that's cool. You know, not everybody has to buy it, but I think it's super cool. I mean, I'll tell you how I've been kind of using things, right? I've been running my amps into a Captor X, then into my DAW, right? And sure, it sounded great, but now I don't need to go through all that bullshit, right? I can
just simple.
Right. Now I can just, this plugs straight into the computer and I can play with, and I'm like jamming with backing tracks and I can load Logic X up and, you know, and record that way. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, is it brand new and something like, you know, revolutionary? I don't know, but, you know, it's awesome. So, Devin has a question. Is it possible to mod a little sister head to have an effects loop on off foot switch using the IRX?
It might be possible, but I mean, it might just be, you could use an external switcher to do exactly what you're asking to do. It might just be easier. I mean, even like a little tiny Boss ES5 or something will do what you're asking. And not only switch, then do all the MIDI stuff too.
That was the comment.
That's cool.
Hey, everybody's different. It's fine.
Well, I have an answer to that, which is like, you know, like I'm here as a friend to Mark and Dave. Like, I don't get a dollar if Dave sells one of these. So, like, look, it's to be honest, like, I set it up. I built a pedal board. I finally got around to building my pedal board, and like, it's the perfect size, so it fits off to the side. If I need something that's like a match list or something, I'll swap it out for the Tone X. But really, my ear is tuned to like, I can get 90% of what I'm wanting to do with my BE100. It just became so much easier to do it with the IRX because it's just in line with this pedals and it goes in the stereo and it's just really simple. Did it negate my BE100? Not at all. Like, it's, that's head is like holy grail for me. It's similar enough. It's its own thing, but it's so functionally perfect. If I'm going to get Nax effects or whatever, I've gone through a ton of these things. I'm going to put it out there. I think 90% of the people, they're like, oh, high gain sound. Let me go to the Friedman BE100. Mm-hmm. Because really those sound the best in the modelers. Like that, I'll go to whatever modeler and you're like, yeah, this doesn't, it's like, yeah, high gain, weird. And you get to the BE100, you're like, oh, that sounds awesome. Might just be how my ear is tuned. That's fine. And then you're like, cool, I want to change it. You know, okay, save. You do? Are you sure? Yes, save, move on, save it. Like, just, like, for me, like, it's great. I could use my toe to shift the treble knob and, like, there, I'm off and running. There's just nothing, there's no menus and stuff. It's like, it's great.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Friedman.
And the other beautiful thing about, if you were going to run this into your computer and if you were, you know, using real amps into, say, you know, a power station, or if you were using real amps into, you know, a Captor X or something like that, you're stressing your amps. You know, here you don't have to worry about it.
I do get tube anxiety. I'm like, oh man, there's like 12 tubes in this thing.
Right.
I'm going to have to replace them all.
Right. You know, like, oh, I don't have to.
I never get that, but I guess that's because I can do it.
Yeah, true.
I've run my poor Plexion 10 for years. So.
How often do you end up finding you have to change the tubes on like your Plexi?
I've only changed them twice in their whole life.
Oh, okay. Wow. Maybe I don't have to be so like.
Yeah.
Worrisome.
But yeah, but you
the first set of tubes finally died, and those were the original Telefunken
EL34s,
really old, and they died, I don't know, somewhere around 2000 or something, or in the early 2000s, and then I put a set of JJs in, and I haven't changed them since.
Dave, do you
remember I'm not using it every day either, so.
Do you remember what the IR spec, how long the IR was? I cannot remember.
Oh man, off the top of my head, I don't remember.
It wasn't like drastically longer than anything else, you know. I will say
it was low latency, though. Extremely low latency.
Yeah, it's low latency, and I've tried like I've created an IR at like Sound City and Henson that was like 2 seconds long. In theory, you go, I'm at Henson. This is like one of the best sounding studios on the planet. This should sound unbelievable. I'm using one of the best cabs on the planet. This should sound unbelievable. It didn't make a difference. In all honesty, it just didn't make that much of a difference. Something about IR technology, it's not the same. You know, on paper, you go, oh, if I had a 3 second IR, surely I'll get all of the room and it'll be dynamic and I'll feel super realistic. It doesn't. It's a limitation of the technology. So where everyone is sort of truncating the IRs really is kind of where it starts. It makes the difference. It's that initial attack and a little bit after. Anything else, you just got to add like a little room reverb or a little delay or something. I mean, it's just, you know, I think that's where in our world of guitar, there's technology headroom that I would love to see, you know, in the next 5-10 years of like, there's room to make a better technology than what is currently IRs. But no one has done it yet. I don't even know if it's possible.
It's interesting. Sorry, I missed your super chat. Scent of a wheelchair, a pillow. That always gets me. Got my Synergy gear, which is awesome, but this is wonderful streamlined alternative that is super portable. Does Mike teach lessons?
Not even. You heard me earlier. I barely got through today. I actually take lessons, man. I'm like, anyone that's amazing and blows my mind, I'm like, would you teach me something, please?
Oh, Jordan. Damn.
What's that?
Jordan.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's bonkers.
Yeah. He's got an interesting, just his bends and his vibrato and like, you know, how he approaches things is just crazy.
I hit up Jamie, Dave, because I was like, Jamie blew my mind. Like he's.
Oh, he teaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regularly.
We're gonna hook up.
He's an amazing guy to really learn shit from, because he's very, very schooled and can really teach you all the stuff you probably don't know.
So this guy that works at Dave's shop from time to time, sometimes I've been in there, and he's a super nice guy, and I just figured, oh, he's a nice guy. I was over there dropping something off the other day, and just I hear Unplugged across the room. Like, what is happening over there? It's like Robin Ford meets Alan Holdsworth, like Michael Landau, like all of these great players like merged into one. Like that's who I want to be. Really great.
Were you saying that Jordan Ziff gives lessons? Does he give
Jordan lessons? Gives lessons.
Really?
Oh, he does too?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Mm.
That might
he happen. Does.
Yeah. Hit him he up does. Too.
I'd be scared. I think
this demo video is bonkers.
Yeah,
so good.
Dan Crow, super excited about the IRX. Question: is there a load in the IRX, or is a load only necessary for the power amp and not the preamp?
Yeah, a load is only necessary for a power amp, and there's not a power amp. There's a power amp simulation, but not a power amp. Seems like we're schooling everyone on what a preamp is.
And yeah. Don't plug your amp into the IRX. Things will explode.
We do not take any response. Robert Keeley just messaged me. He said he bought one.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
I'm like, wait, you didn't have to do that.
Right. We'll send you one.
You know, you didn't have to, like, you've been very nice to me, so, I mean.
Robert's been awesome. We need to have him on again.
Yeah.
So, he is one of the nicest guys in the industry.
Yeah, really, he's a sweetheart.
I hope he's feeling better.
It seems like he's fine. He's buying gear.
Nobody's buying gear.
He's buying gear.
That always makes you feel better. You got me, Dave. Ordered one today. If you turn off the IRs, can this be used strictly as a preamp into a power amp?
Sure can.
All right. What is the max IR length when using our own IRs?
You don't have to worry about using your own IR because it auto converts. So it will auto truncate to what's usable in the IRX. And you know what? I don't have the figure, what that figure is in front of me right at this moment.
Okay, I just found it. Latency is...
I might have that figure right here. Look, someone answered me. 1 millisecond latency, 42 milliseconds is the length.
I have something slightly different, but close. At 48K, 50 millisecond IR fixed length. And the latency is 16 samples, 0.66 milliseconds.
Well,
0.66 plus 0.2 from the converter. That's the total round trip. Or through, all the way through.
Well, that's low.
Yeah, super low.
Super low.
Considering that, like, my logic setting is set to, like, 256.
Joe, it's available on Reverb. Just look up IRX.
Yep, it's right there.
You'll see it. It's the $599 version. So if you want to buy it today, grab it. Okay, I think we've gone through all the questions. Is there anything else we want to cover?
It's just turned into snarky versions of the same questions.
DC, you got me. Got me. Dave ordered one today.
Thank you.
Awesome. And guys, check out the links, Sweetwater and Tomon, please. If you want to buy the
unit. There's a super chat at the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Can I take my other amps and run them in from their effects send into the effects return of the IRX to use the power amp simulation and IRs onto my computer?
You sure can. Yeah, or even if you have another little preamp pedal or you just wanted to take your overdrive pedal and go with an IR and see what that sounds like, you could run it into the return. You could do all sorts of stuff.
You would theoretically need to also have a load on that amp that you're sending into the IR? Like a speaker?
It depends
on
the amp. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have a speaker plugged into it just in case, but you won't be hearing it probably if you're using the send, or every amp's a little different with that, so sometimes it's the return that switches it out, so maybe you just stick a cable in the return and just have it sitting there. And you just use the send.
And real quick, just again, Davis Phillips, does the IRX have any lineage with the Motor City Drive?
The IRX not at all.
Is not an overdrive pedal, distortion pedal, not a pedal. Total preamp, yep. Totally different.
No lineage whatsoever with the Motor City Drive. Totally different.
Yep. and how close to the butter slacks?
I mean, as close as a BE is to the butter slacks. I mean, it doesn't have the SAT circuit or anything like the butter slacks has built in. So, no, not exactly.
Okay. Another great product, Jay Stevens. And I want to say thanks to Mark for mentioning Signum. Thanks for the great cables, Vinny. Oh, awesome. Thanks, Jay Stevens.
Awesome.
Let's see. By the way, Michael, your V30 Dyn IR is still my favorite for live use with my twin sister.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, you guys check out Michael's awesome Kemper profiles and all his.
Yeah, I got some Friedmans on that Kemper profiles. And, you know, you have a bunch of cab IR. You have. What all are you offering these days?
I got a little of everything now. Got some blues. I got some reds. Yeah. Yeah. I got Kemper stuff. There's Tonex stuff on the Tonex Tone Net store. That's preamp, old preamp stuff. And then there's some IRs, and there's IRs over at the Two Notes store also.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
There's also Dave's Two Notes IR pack, which is fantastic sounding, and Pete's IR pack, which is also fantastic sounding.
Yep.
So they go to your website?
No, for the Two Notes IRs, they go directly. It's done through the software of Two Notes. If you just want my IRs that are not Two Notes, that are just WAV files, you could come to my website, bigharryprofiles.com.
Cool.
It's great also when I have to send a tech support problem and I go michael@bigharryprofiles.com and they're like, what is that? You know, I just imagine like it's a big hairy dude trying to get a date.
That's funny. So who is the iconic artist from the 70s you got that cab from, Dave?
Steven Stills.
Ah, wow, that's super cool. Did any story about why the Tolex was taken off of it?
No story whatsoever, but, you know, it looks like a very 70s kind of thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it was empty when I got it, so I put the 90s era greenbacks in it.
Well, yeah, Steven Stills was great. He knew a few things about tone, right? As Spartan Pride said. Let's see. Can a Kemper profile the IRX running into a BEOD coming out of my? Oh, come on!
Shut up. The best part is you were reading it.
I know, and I'm like, oh, coming out of my chat. Shut the fuck up.
Brain exploded.
All right, I'm getting tired. So,
but in terms of the IRs, just so you know, if you're putting your own IR, it has to be one of the WAV file IRs. You can't pull like a Two Notes IR and put it in there.
Yeah.
Braxel's asked this question a few times. So why not make a pedal format like this where you can plug in different modules, like Synergy modules?
Because Synergy does that.
Yeah, the Syn 1 is sort of small in that world.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I think
it wouldn't be that small. Let me tell you, it wouldn't be as small as it is. Like I said, this is narrower than a Strymon pedal. Mm-hmm. And a smidge deeper than the Strymon pedal, I think. I think that's what the deal was. I don't have one sitting right here right now. But it's small.
Yep.
And super light, by the way.
I mean, here's the pedal and here's my phone.
Yeah, I wonder what it weighs. Here. Let's find out. I have a scale next here.
Do you really?
Oh, I do.
Dave's dealing on the side.
Yeah, that's it. It weighs, more money that way. 1.8 pounds.
Oh, that's light.
So that's nothing. It's not going to add any weight to your deal.
Yeah, like I said, I threw it in my gig bag, and it's invisible inside a gig bag.
Yeah.
Dan Crow just grabbed one, custom shop. Awesome.
I know. Sammy Bowler's doing some touring soon. He's going to be using one of those for traveling. with I think a Boss MS3. A little mix. Mm. 8 pounds is a heavy burrito. 8 pound burrito, man, that's something. Wow.
Yeah, that would be
like to see. That's like the length of the table. Like here, right here.
Oh man.
Burrito. That sounds good. Okay. God damn it, now I want Mexican food.
Oh man. I'm full. I had dinner already. The IRX will trample its competition like the Finns did last week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hope so. Absolutely. Let's hope they kick the Bills' ass this weekend, too.
Also, if anyone really wants to know what the high voltage is on the pedal, it's 265 volts.
Hmm.
So
is that one of those things like don't open the box and stick your fingers around in there?
It's probably a good idea not to open the box and stick your fingers around in while plugged in. It's
okay.
Always a good thing just not to open the box and while something's plugged in.
I'm kind of handsy, so.
Oh man. All right. Well, look, guys, make sure you check out the new Freedman IRX preamp, and there's lots of videos online to hear how it sounds. People, if you're watching the video, you can go back and listen to Michael playing.
Can one see the tube? Tubes?
No.
You really want to see the tubes?
There is a picture of it in my video, and there's a picture of it in the Freedman video, pretty clearly.
Even in the snapshot of that.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you, Michael? You had a picture of the prototype.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's... long ago. I think that was earlier in this year. I mean, it sounded amazing from whatever revision that was. I don't know how many times they went through it, but.
Oh, so many.
How long did it take you to develop it, Dave?
A couple years.
And yeah. Did it start out any different than kind of the end product?
It was always in the ballpark of the, you know, they're just the fine tuning it.
It was terribly painful to have tasted the fruit earlier in the year and then to have to give it back. And then, like, when is it coming? It's coming. When's it coming? It's coming. When's it coming? It's coming. It was a long year.
Did it get pushed back for any particular reason?
There was all sorts of supply issues, you know, we had gone through the pandemic, and then there was chip supply issues and all sorts of issues like that, manufacturing issues and stuff. So it's all sorted now.
This is an interesting question. Is power amp simulation a new innovation? Super cool product, Dave.
I don't think it's really a new innovation. I mean, I think there's other products that have power amp simulation in it. I mean, it might not be as good as the one we have, but.
All right.
The two note stuff has power amp emulation, but like the one in the IRX feels really integrated into it. Like there's no controls to it other than presence and thump. Like that's power amp control, right, Dave? Presence and thump?
Well, it's in the power section, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it just like there's no way to make it sound bad.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
And someone asked Carl's in depth. Why no Class D power amp section? Well, first of all, Class D just doesn't sound that good. Second of all, how big do you want it to be? And frankly,
watts.
The way things were going with a lot of, you know, pro players and things, they weren't using any cabinets. So I didn't really see the need to do that. They're just not using a cab. So, you know, I'm not catering. I wasn't catering to that audience. But it would have to be considerably bigger to put a Class D power amp in it.
Hmm.
And it just, a Class D doesn't sound that good.
Cecil, this is not a tube pedal. This is a preamp.
The tube preamp. Are tube pedals gimmicky? Okay, there have been tube pedals that are very gimmicky. Yes, correct. but this is actually the preamp of one of my amplifiers in this box. It's not a tube shoved in a box that's lit up and is running no voltage through it at all. Or some of them even no sound.
Peter, the power amp sim is engaged out of the gate. You don't need to set it in the software.
Yeah.
Is there any tone headroom difference between 9 volt and 12 volt?
No. Just use 9 volt. That's what it's geared for. Oh, well, let me take that back. You can do anything from 9 to 12. 12 takes less current.
So it ends up equalizing to using what it wants to use? Is that what you're saying? It kind of just does the same thing? No matter what you feed it between 9 and 12?
It's not changing any headroom or anything like that. Okay. But 12 will draw less current.
Okay. It doesn't now, all of a sudden become
the
like
exact
a high
current.
Awesome.
It is. It draws a 12. Is maybe I'll get an answer. Sorry. The person that did the switching power section of this is answering. So at 12 volts, it's 650 mils. At 9 volt, it's 750.
Okay. What's up, Kyle? Released my video today. Great stuff, Dave. Really enjoyed the way it sounded, and the built-in impulse responses are insane.
Awesome, man. I will eventually see all the videos, although I have to sit there forever and like weed through the ones I haven't seen yet. So I'll get there.
I like Kyle's videos.
Yeah, they're always good. Thank you, Kyle. Yep. I'm sure it's great.
No problem, Peter. Sorry, Cecil, if I sounded rude. I got you. Don't worry. Let's see. Serious question. If you're not saying it's a pedal, why does it have... What? Okay. I don't know.
It's a all-tube preamp in a pedal format. It is not a stomp box pedal made to go in front of an amp.
It's like my kids at dinner time. They're just like, let me poke you until you just...
It is a pedal format.
Dad, you said it. You're one day off. You're 1 hour, a minute off of what your story was. Let me just poke you to prove that I'm right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your son asks you, what time is it? And you go, it's 7 o'clock. And he goes, no, it's 6:58.
100%.
Yeah.
And you're just like thinking to yourself, fuck you.
No comments.
Oh, man.
You little smartass.
Is Ola going to do a video?
I think Ola's going to do something at some point in time. I don't know where that stands right at the moment.
Okay.
I don't know what the last thing was about that.
Hopefully Ola will be on the show. We haven't gotten a firm answer.
I talked to Ola about it. He wanted to do it, but the thing is he wanted to do it in person. And I was like, okay, how are we going to do that? Maybe NAMM. Maybe I'll try to do it around NAMM.
Huh. Yeah, Ola would be great on the show.
Dave, would you consider modding one for me? Oh. Here we go.
He's kidding, Isa. Like
here we go.
Can you put another tube in there?
A 5-2 mod. Oh God. No, no.
All right. Well, I think
hard. Not enough room. Sorry.
Will it chug? It definitely chugs. That's for sure. All right,
it's
guys.
It's an all-around box. You know, it's not necessarily geared just at metal or geared just at, you know, vintage stuff. Or, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, the Plexi channel gives you You can do.
Yeah, cool. it's well versed for a variety of styles.
You know? Yep. All right.
But does it gent? The right guitar and maybe a tube skirmisher.
Mike got close.
He did it. Down tune even more.
I haven't heard it and I want it modded.
That's funny. That's usually
second the JAL voiced one. Oh boy. Okay.
Oh, a red one would look really cool though.
That would look cool.
Oh, that's. Oh God. It would look cool.
Well, I want to thank Michael. Michael, thanks for coming on, man, and sure. doing the demo and working through all the logistics with me.
Yeah, we got there.
Wait, will a hot mod work with it? Oh, stop. Please, everyone, stop. Pink one. Call it the pink burrito.
Modded with a hay borer.
Oh,
yes, Michael.
All right.
And with
Dave's
that,
response, F no. Yeah.
Our next show is with, God, remind me.
Billy Morrison.
Billy Morrison on.
Radio host, artist, guitar player, Billy Idol band member, screenplay writer. Let's see. I don't know. There's probably a few other things. Played in the Cult for a while. He has had a long music career. Lots of stories.
And he uses the IRX. So, no, I'm just kidding. So, okay. Well, guys, that's the next show, which is October 6th at 8 p.m.? Did we say that? 8 p.m.? I forget.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyway,
look in the. I think that. Yeah, I think we're gonna do it at 5 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. All right. It's available now, Jake Jackson. You can buy the IRX right now. So either go on Sweetwater.
Could email me. Go on Friedman. Go on Reverb. Go on Sweetwater. Go on Tomon. I don't know where the hell you are. Probably go on a few other places. All of the above.
All right, guys. Michael, hang on while we say goodbye.
Sure.
Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
Hey, guys.
Bye, gang.
Enjoy. Go buy your pedals.
It's not a pedal.
It's not a pedal.
Sorry. Go buy your preamps.